USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Kentucky State Attorney General Daniel Cameron now planning to announce his decision early this afternoon on possible charges against Louisville police officers involved in the Breonna Taylor shooting case. Businesses in the vicinity of the courthouse in Louisville say they're closing out of concerns the announcement could trigger unrest. The 26-year-old Taylor was shot and killed during a botched police raid in Louisville this past March. Thousands are paying their respects to Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg today and tomorrow, as she lies in repose at the U.S. Supreme Court. At a private ceremony this morning, Chief Justice John Roberts said of Ginsburg,
"She will live on in what she did to improve the law and the lives of all of us. And yet, still, Ruth is gone, and we grieve."
She'll lie in state at the U.S. Capitol on Friday, and this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Your products are great, absolutely. You know, general aches and pains I have from, because I work outside a lot, gone. It's almost magic. It's almost too good to be true, you know, but it is. It's very true. Dr. Howard's done a fantastic service by creating this.
I work in healthcare, and I haven't gotten even a runny nose. I'm walking more. I'm exercising more. I'm doing more yoga. I'm pretty convinced that this is something to do with it. And you know what? I will never be without it. Because this was painless and easy. It's amazing. I'm telling you, it's amazing.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
An NFL legend has died.
The rookie of the year, Gale Sayers. 61 mercurial yards. Give the lead to the Bears.
The Pro Football Hall of Fame confirming that Gale Sayers passed today at the age of 77. Sayers burst onto the scene with Chicago's Bears in 1965, scoring 22 touchdowns in his rookie season. Injuries cut his career short, but that didn't stop him from becoming a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1977. The U.S. has reached a sad milestone in the fight against COVID-19. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
It was January 21st when the first positive coronavirus case was identified on U.S. soil. Now, exactly 8 months into the pandemic, and the United States has hit 200,000 deaths from COVID-19. The rate of infections continues to rise nationwide.
The three major Wall Street indexes lower at this hour, and this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Late NBA superstar Kobe Bryant's widow, Vanessa, is suing the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department over leaked photos of the helicopter crash scene after her husband and 13-year-old daughter and others were killed in that crash. The lawsuit claiming that no fewer than 8 sheriff's deputies at the site pulled out their personal cell phones and snapped photos of the dead children, parents, and coaches. The lawsuit alleges that Sheriff Alex Villanueva attempted to then cover up the situation by telling deputies if they deleted the images, they would not face discipline. Federal agents in Chicago want to hear from any underage girls or boys who might be victims of Netflix Cheer star Jerry Harris. People can go on a Seeking Victim Information webpage specifically created to gather evidence in Harris's case to identify any minors who may have had inappropriate contact with him. Authorities say the victims may have used Snapchat or Instagram to communicate with Harris at cheer competitions. The 21-year-old actor is accused of coercing minors to send him nude photos and videos. He is also accused of soliciting sex from boys as young as 13. And for the 8th year in a row, the L.A. Dodgers are the National League Western champions. The Dodgers also clinching the top seed in the postseason, I should say. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.